Welcome to Survivor, everybody, on AfterBuzz. This is season 34. Not only is this season going to be a game changer, but it's also the 500th episode today. We're so excited. Stay tuned to break down today with us.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! You guys, we're back.
Back
again for Survivor Season 34. This is the 500th episode of Survivor today.
Crazy.
Oh
crazy.
My gosh. Can you imagine what they're feeling right now?
This is my note that I need to stop watching TV because I watched every season of Survivor.
Shout out to anybody that watched all 500. That would be incredible.
That's a feat for sure. Thanks so much for joining us today. You guys, we're so excited to have you this season. It's going to be great. It's game changers. All players that we've seen before. We're super excited to break this down for you. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. And we have our wonderful panel back. Did I say that right? Wonderful panel.
There you go.
Back this season. And here they are.
Yes, 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 guys. It's Dominique Price here. I'm super, super excited to be back. You guys can find me everywhere.
Everywhere?
Like, everywhere.
Oh, I'm just everywhere. Just on billboards, just all over the town. Dominique
is everywhere. And my name is Michael Rippey, and you can find me on social media at Mike Rips. But also, today is also International Women's Day, so shout out to the two ladies on the panel and all the females
Thanks,
at home.
Mike. You're look at him. And shout out to all the guys that respect women like you and will...
With bangs.
Yes, yes.
I'm bringing bangs back this season.
Aren't they so
And we'll
awesome?
Celebrate them. We appreciate you, of
I
course.
I love his bangs.
Yeah, we got the bangs. We got lots of stuff going on this season. You guys, it's game changers. It's really going to be a game changer. I mean, we have the best players that we've ever had out of every season. So,
Sandra, two-time winner.
Two-time winner. We have three winners this season.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
JT, Sandra, and Tony. So,
and a lot of people that have come really, really, really close.
Really
and
close.
Fan
this
favorites.
Is like vice president close.
Fan
Someone
favorites,
shot away
right?
from president.
Ty. Caleb.
It's like, I mean, for those of you that are like just starting and maybe haven't gotten to research too much on the season or maybe haven't seen the episode and are just joining in to hear the recap, the episode is basically former contestants that were considered game changers, like making the strategies and risky moves that either like did or would have affected the outcome of the game. So I feel like for Caleb especially, he's that technicality where it said they either did or would have affected the game. Because Caleb obviously was medevaced out, but he could have definitely changed the game if he would have stayed in.
Absolutely. Right. So, and I have a good feeling he's going to change this season of Survivor.
I'm excited. So also because I'm a Big Brother fan. And so having seen Caleb over on Big Brother, I loved the way he played the game until he got into his showman situation. Uh-huh. But he's a really tough competitor. Like, he could not lose Big Brother because of how physically fit he was. Mm-hmm. So I'm ready to see him dominate Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all of the fans that have joined us for another season, like Eric, Sheena, everyone, Joseph Bosa, we appreciate
Thomas.
You all. Thanks for joining us again another season.
Yeah, definitely keep the comments coming. We love to hear everything you guys have to say and just
don't
to
worry.
Help us remember some stuff.
We're going to bring back the draft at the end of tonight's episode. We're going to draft
our
survivors.
Let us know who you guys would pick also, and we'll discuss.
Yeah, we want to know who you guys are going to pick.
It'll be fun. So what are your guys' just initial thoughts on this season, either coming into it before watching it or just after watching it today? Like, what's the thoughts here?
I always love when Survivor does All-Stars. So okay. I'm like chips ready, popcorn ready, wine ready for what's getting ready to happen. I mean, legit, that was 2 hours of like jaw-dropping drama, skill. Mm-hmm. The strategies were already flying. I'm like, can we just like get some water first?
Yeah. Can we all get to know each other a little bit?
No. Like, I love Zeke's like fan out moment because I'm like, that would be me. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be like, oh my God, I remember when you did this and I remember when you did that. I'll never forget that that whole mix up between Cherie and Ozzy. Like,
yeah, do you want to explain a little bit about that?
I want you guys like to really sit back and just like see how, I don't even want to tell you guys too much, but know that you guys have like a super, super fan here. And so I'm excited to watch this season and just see how, although they're playing a new game, how much of those past relationships and issues may, you know, pop up this season. So.
Yeah, and then this, for Paige, this is our third season doing it together.
I know,
and
it's
I love that in Game Changers to. It's the All-Stars, and we have so many recent competitors back now. Almost half the cast is recent from just either last season or the season before.
Yep.
You know, from Zeke and Ty and Aubrey, Caleb. So it's going to be a really fun season. It was an amazing debut, the two-hour debut. It started off really chaotic, right? I mean, intro was just like, whoa.
Yeah, you're talking about when they're jumping off?
Jeff is just like, and season 34 and starts. And you're just like...
And they don't even know what's going on. They're just like literally throwing stuff off, not even onto the raft, just into the water. I'm like,
within 3 minutes, there's already a secret advantage?
Secret advantage. What? And the whole jumping, the twist to start with the two poles that you're going to have to jump into the water. And
of course, Ozzy gets it.
The toolkit. Mm-hmm. No one even jumped in for a while for the other team.
Because they're like, I'm a fish.
Yeah. And then Caleb, he came close at least, but...
I think you have to pay attention to... Ozzy had to have been in the water for a good 2 minutes, maybe three or four, before Caleb jumped in, and he still came really, really close to untying it.
See,
that shows you Caleb's skill level.
And that's why you can never give up, though, in the game of Survivor. Like, they're like, oh, well, Ozzy's got it, so we don't have to worry about it. Like, no, just go, and you can probably get it, like we saw in the first immunity challenge, or maybe it was the second when they were throwing the rings. They came so close after being so far behind.
Survivor is a game of anything goes. From 1 week, you could be the top of everyone's list, and the next week you fly completely under the radar. And Survivor is a game that you have to play moment by moment.
Yeah.
And then this season they've introduced a new twist, right?
Love it.
Yes, yes.
So we should talk about that because I was thinking about the new twist, which is there's no revote for ties. Basically, it's either you unanimously agree on the tie and then who to vote out, or the people that are tied are safe and you draw rocks.
So it's like instead of doing the revote, you just instantly draw rocks. And for... You know, people in the past that are so used to just being like, okay, let's just split the vote.
You can.
And that's what Jeff Probst had said in an interview. You know, he was saying, you know, this is something that's bothered me about Survivor for so long that so many people would just go to split the vote. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens. And he's like, this time I want there to be a consequence.
Right.
So if you're going to go to that, fine, go ahead. Right. But just so you know, you are going to have to draw rocks.
And if you guys are oldie but goodies, you guys know how I feel about their Survivor rules. They're amazingly written. And so I think... I can only imagine what the process was to get a rule changed in Survivor because they are just so staple.
So do you think that this, I mean, is this rule going to be what goes on in Survivor for forever now? Or is this something that's just this season?
We don't know. It may, Survivor's fun. And I think that's the reason why people still get excited about Survivor 34 seasons later, because you may think you're playing the same game, but each and every season is totally different.
Right. There's also a new way of finding the immunity idols this time as well. This time, we saw this, a little bit of this, like a couple, maybe two or three seasons ago, when you have to go underneath in challenges and grab the immunity idols. It's not just, you know, you're finding immunity idol, that's it. Like, you're going to go, even if you find it, you still have to do something else or open something else or do it in front of people. So it's going to be exciting to see that for sure.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Definitely interested to also hear what you guys at home think about the twist and the whole no revoting for ties.
Yeah.
That's a huge one. We saw last season that drawing rocks plays into who ends up winning.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It's so big. So
yeah.
Big.
And it's interesting too, like you were saying about how every season the game of Survivor changes. And it's just like, that's why people are still watching it so many seasons later. Even to the fact that, you know, you might not want somebody to come back, and there's been a winner for two seasons and they're here back and they could potentially win a third season. It's like makes me crazy, but it's also like, you know what, this is Survivor. We're going to get second chances. People are going to get to come back and play, and we're going to see who wins from it.
Not only is the twist added to this season, but also they have the legacy advantage again, but they changed it up the way it's going to be utilized.
Right. So with the legacy advantage now, and Sierra found it at the beginning.
That's right.
And basically it was that you can either only play it at 13 or 6. So when there's 13 people left, you can play, or when there's 6 people left, you can play it, and if not, you have to will it to somebody else.
If you get knocked out, you will it to someone else.
I wonder what's the deal with 13 and 6.
Maybe it's going to be an integral part where there's maybe a big change and that will keep you safe. It's interesting because it might not, again, be really an advantage, because if you're safe in that moment, you only have two opportunities to use it now.
Yeah.
And if you're safe in that moment, it's useless
like
to you.
That.
Exactly. Because it's like if you play it at 13, then you're like, well, if I'm still here at 6, then shoot.
Yeah.
But let's just go over who's on which tribe for a minute and just see what we're working with here. So we have the Mana. Is that how you say it? The Mana tribe?
Yep.
And we have a lot of strong players here, but they seem to be falling back a little bit. We have Michaela, Malcolm, Haley, Jeff Varner, Troy, Sandra, Caleb, Sierra, Aubrey, and Tony. And at the beginning, like, that looks like a really, really strong tribe. But then just right off the bat, you know, they lost both immunity challenges tonight.
Yeah.
Out of those people, who is your guys' initial, like,
oh, this one is my good person. Point that I want to bring up, Sheena's saying the merge is probably at 13.
Yeah, probably. Oh, then maybe there's multiple. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, I mean, initial thoughts for me was I thought Sierra had something really silly in the start of the show when she talked about how she had an advantage.
I haven't been a fan of hers for a while.
She mentioned how she had played with winners in the past, so she thought that that was an advantage. And immediately I was thinking, and tell me what you guys were thinking, hasn't everyone played with the winners?
Like, this is game changer.
No one is new to this season. Right. So this is a season where everyone's back at least multiple times. Well, and I mean, they've all played with winners.
Those that were on Millennials, they may not have played with anybody who's, you know, they haven't been on an all-star season yet.
Yeah.
But for her to make such a statement like that when you have amazing winners like that have gone down in history.
Felt like she was a little like aloof or out of the actual, like, not really
focused. I thought it was cocky.
Yeah. I just, like, don't really... I mean, this is my opinion here, but I just don't really get the whole Sierra thing. Like, I understand her first season, Blood versus Water. You know, she voted her mom out. Like, that's great. Like, and I know that in the second season, too, that she was on, Second Chances, she did also force two ties or whatever. But I just don't, like, I didn't like her. I've never liked her gameplay, and I just don't think that... I don't know. I don't want to say she didn't deserve to be here, but just from my perspective, I don't really get the whole Sierra phenomenon.
I haven't liked her since her original season. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it when they brought her back.
Let us know what you guys think about Sierra.
I've just never been a huge fan of hers. Clearly somebody likes her because they keep bringing her back.
They brought her back, but she was quickly made a waste of. Also in this tribe, Tony. Tony started out, he was looking for the idol. He's going idol hunting quickly. He's going a mile a minute.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Tony. He's comical. Mm-hmm. He was driven. Mm-hmm. He really wanted to win, but maybe too aggressive at the start.
I think he was a little too aggressive.
I would have freaked out if I would have woke up and found him just standing over me.
Yeah.
The dude was just a smidget creepy.
Creepy. For sure. Everyone's sleeping. He's just standing there. It's a little weird.
Such a great personality, though.
Yeah.
Who builds an underground bunker?
I was really disappointed.
Because I'm the girl who's like, I don't want to get dirty. Right. Like, I don't want to do that.
If you're on Survivor, you're already dirty.
That's the problem. This is why I talk about it here.
But so for the underground bunker, basically his idea was, I'm just going to hide here whenever people go off to talk.
It's not his idea.
So
where
do people think that you are, though, then, in that situation?
He's very crafty.
I guess, yeah.
Well, I did work for him this time.
But also, Troyzen said that Tony had a fantastic guilty face.
Yeah.
Like, he just knew when he's guilty. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was disappointing that he was voted off so soon. But, hey, he did win a season, so can't really be too sad about it.
Yeah, and I do agree. I think having won already, it did automatically put a target on your back. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was interesting that immediately there was that rift between Sandra and Tony. I think they tried for a millisecond to work with each other.
Right.
But I think when you have such big personalities and one wanting to dominate and not being able to rule dominance together, that was never going to work.
The thing is, though, I do feel like they could have... If they would have actually tried, I feel like they could have worked very well together. Because as they did say, though, for the millisecond that they tried to work together, they said the only way that a winner from the past is going to win this season is if three winners are in the ending seats.
Or
so that
if
would be
Sandra
JT,
continues to
Sandra
put her magic
Tony
on him, just sprinkle the magic
right
on
but
him.
But she's right. I believe for sure. Like, if she gets to the final three, like, I mean, she could argue that. But I don't think people are going to vote for her again.
You never know. I'm not going to lie. After what happened last season at the end, I'm completely clueless to how this is going to go down. So everything I thought, I don't think.
It just doesn't
But what work. I do think is that Michaela initially talked about how she had a new strategy to control her facial reactions, which was interesting.
Uh-huh. That was interesting.
That fell apart quickly.
It fell apart very quickly. We did see, yes, Michaela with...
A huge favorite of Dom's.
You guys know... If you guys know how much I love Michaela.
You were a little frustrated with her today.
I wanted to reach into the TV and shake her like a parent. Like,
well, I mean, we see
she could be so great. Michaela could be one of the greats if she got her attitude in check. Her attitude freaking sucks.
Right.
Like, well, it's true. She acts like a 3-year-old. Mm-hmm. And if she's going to continue to play like that all season...
You're coming strong this season.
Bye, Felicia.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, to your point, like, they... her tribe was kind of scrambling around, thinking... They were saying, okay, we're voting Sierra. But then... Sierra was walking up, and they just literally threw out a name. Like, they wasn't malicious. It wasn't like, oh, it made sense to throw out Michaela because she's a strong player and she's a threat, and Sierra would believe it. And then Michaela got all in a frenzy and all upset about it, and I really don't think that it was a big deal, and that she should have done that, because then, obviously, it worked for her. Nothing happened. She didn't get voted off. But it very well could have worked against her.
Right. I think it's going to continue to work against her. My issue is that I understood where she was mm-hmm. coming from. The way they even brought it up to her was mm-hmm. already kind of like super sus. Mm-hmm. Like, they should have started the conversation off with, we're going to vote Sierra out to keep her quiet. We told her that we're putting you down, but you're cool. Like,
but
we
I
got
think they,
you.
They did, though.
They did not. She said, you guys were over at the hole having a conversation. What's going on? They told her that the game plan was Sierra. And she was like, oh, okay, well, who does Sierra think you're voting for?
Yeah.
They left out the big piece. Like, let me know.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're going to throw me out there, give me the reassurance before you throw me out there. So I understood where her anger came
yes.
from. But how she handled that in the moment, that would have been I'm fuming on the inside, but I'm smiling on the outside.
But she was also like...
Because that wasn't the time.
Like, they were saying, making some faces about it and this and that. And I just, like, the guys were saying, oh my God, like, this girl is scary. Like, you're not going to win a game by acting like that and having everybody think that, like, be scared of you. And they were like, I thought Michaela would be cool about it. I'm like, I don't know why you thought Michaela would be cool about it.
And I will say this, because it is National Women's Day. It pisses me off that it was an issue when Michaela got mad, but even if it was a dude, they would not have been so upset at a guy for being like, what the fuck, you could have at least told me or gave me a heads up. It would have been shrugged off.
But
like,
it's just the way she handled it, though.
So regardless, I feel like women have to check their attitude in a way that men don't, and that's screwed up.
Is one of the things I said last season. I feel like I always say at the start of the season, at least if I'm on that, or I feel like everyone's mentality to just try to coast through mm-hmm. the early parts of the game.
Right.
Like throwing yourself kind of into the fray right at the start when there's so many people left, I feel like is so silly.
Mike, I totally agree with you, especially Tony, we saw that with. Like,
you're getting yourself on the mm-hmm, chopping block mm-hmm. immediately, as opposed to just sit back, like settle in, like let everyone else kind of vote a few people off before. Even if you have this personality, you want to have the greatness, you want to be in control, whatever, like wait it out a little bit, because otherwise you're just throwing yourself into a fire, like maybe it's going to burn you.
Totally. And I mean, we saw that, like I said, with Tony, like, we're not even on the beach yet. Like, we're literally walking onto the beach from the water, and he sprints for the immunity aisle. Like, yeah, that's bold, but I think you can chill out a little bit. Like, we didn't build a shelter. We didn't get anything set. Like, we didn't even get to know each other yet. Like,
exactly.
Just hang out for a minute, and look what happened. He got voted off.
And we already had two eliminations. Mm-hmm. There are a few contestants where you barely have seen them so far, which is because they're just...
Yep.
Coasting right mm-hmm. now. Just coast for a little bit.
Like, totally.
I'm not saying don't try and don't give effort, but
right.
to kind of stay out of, like, don't put yourself into a position.
In the limelight.
I feel like you can get through the early episodes, the early part of the season, by not just doing something stupid.
Literally, like, look at Michelle that won three
you
seasons
You just
ago.
Have to cruise for a little. So that's the whole thing right there with Michaela, with all of them. Just calm down a little.
Yes.
Don't try to be so dominant on day four.
And Michaela did say, like, in her initial interview going in, like, what are you going to do differently in this game? You know, I'm kind of going to try to play it back a little bit and not let my anger get the best of me. And I don't think that she, like, was in an outrage and, like, went crazy. But you also just have to, like, keep it in. And people know you as the girl that gets mad and has anger issues, so... You gotta try to reel it in and make them see you as something different.
Like, I think that we saw she can compete and she's great at it.
She's great.
But she's very fickle and she's like a roller coaster where she just, if was just a little bit more calm,
mm-hmm.
It would go a long way mm-hmm. for her overall game. Because now she hasn't been eliminated, but she's definitely put herself in like, whoa, I don't know what's going on with her. I gotta mm-hmm. worry about her.
They're scared of her.
You don't want that to be the initial impression,
she's
too.
She's like 130 pounds soaking wet.
Dude, she's strong
she's
as hell.
She's the sixth strongest woman.
No, don't get me wrong. She's
remember?
Super strong.
That's Caleb?
But Tony is huge.
Yeah.
Like, Caleb is huge.
But it's just the attitude, though.
You
their attitudes aren't like
that. You cannot be afraid. Like,
no, she
on.
Shouldn't be afraid. No.
I don't know.
So
the perfect point. One of our live audience is saying, you can't change overnight. I agree 1,000%. She did a lot better in that process of what the old Michaela would have done. So let's give her a little bit of pat on the back. She is growing.
And I will say, I mean, Michaela was literally in last season. Like, she didn't have much time between going home and going on the next season. Like, many of these players have been off for the season for so long. They've watched so many more and matured so much.
But that's on a good flip point. Side of I'm that, sorry. I would say that the same way that these other people have been resting, mm-hmm. that might be an advantage because she's already in that mindset of gameplay. Mm-hmm. Now let me go and just change a couple of things. Yeah. I just played. Now I have the opportunity to put this right back into effort right away.
Like now I just watched my last season. I saw what I did wrong.
I can change it quickly. So I don't know if that's an advantage or disadvantage going back.
I think it could go either way as well.
What did you guys think about the Nuku tribe? Because we talked about Mana now. Yeah. What about Nuku?
So we have on Nuku, Suri, JT, Andrea, Brad, Sierra, Ozzy, Debbie, Ty, Sarah, and Zeke. I also think this is a very strong tribe, but I just
They're clearly working together better than the other tribe. Mm-hmm. What I thought was interesting is that Mana has more, like, physically actually stronger players than Nuku does. Mm-hmm. But they seem to really be able to gel and make it work for the challenges. So maybe strength isn't everything.
Well, I thought the thing I thought about Nuku right off the bat is that their personalities blended together better.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to them all wanting to be the dominant one and like fighting each other. It's like they're a little bit more strategic. You had Ty, you have Zeke, you know,
aside
Andrea.
From Suri and Ozzy, though.
Right. But I don't think Suri is that strong of a player. They have their battle, Ozzy and Suri, but even their personalities seem a little bit like try to kind of undercut people. And even Debbie, they're all kind of sitting back a little bit where they don't have that really strong personality to take over. And so I thought they meshed better to start.
I think you're right. Like, I mean, Andrea, Brad, Sierra, Sarah. Like, we have a lot of...
kind of a little bit more mellow.
Definitely.
Go with the flow as opposed to, I got to do this right away. Go crazy.
Do you think that was actually, like, done strategically?
It might have been.
I was going to say that.
I feel like they should always give us, like, a little video before each season to let us know how they've picked.
I mean, putting Suri and Ozzy on the same, of course.
Because some seasons will go and it's literally like a random, like, pick in the hat and you draw.
I don't know. This looks pretty strategic to me.
I think it was. I think they put a lot of the stronger personalities on one tribe
to kill
each other.
But I think that's gonna change
quickly. I always
love
a good social experiment.
What I definitely thought was funny to see again, Ty and his chickens. Maybe
chickens.
Maybe Mark the Chicken 2.0. Shout out to you, Eric. I hear you on that.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
Oh,
also,
he was giving his own food to the chickens, like trying to fatten up the chickens and he can't fatten up himself.
Yeah.
Like,
and I wasn't a fan of Ty, kind of almost like he's pairing up with Suri. I thought that was going to be a bad move.
It's kind of like, where the heck did that even come from? Like,
doesn't seem smart.
Right.
And I also think they were very strategic by putting Suri and Ozzy on the same team.
That wasn't by mistake.
Wasn't by mistake whatsoever. And so it's little things like that where it's like they try to put roadblocks in front of you to see if you have what it takes as a player to jump over this.
Yeah.
And I also want to finally just touch on Brad. And shout out to Brad because Brad was wearing a Syracuse hat. And I'm a Syracuse graduate.
There we go.
So I appreciated the love that Brad was given to my school right there.
All right, Brad, you might be Mike's first pick.
He might be every pick. But shout out to Brad. He looks good, and I'm rooting for him because he's rooting for my school.
For sure. If you guys had to pick, I mean, out of these, on one tribe and the other, who would have you thought would be the first person voted out?
I don't know, because in going back to talk a little bit about Brad, I feel like he did decent on his season, but I also think... doing blood versus water, I think, is a really hard just season to do because there's so many other things that are in the back of your mind as you're playing. And so I'm like, I don't know who Brad is outside of that.
Well,
can I,
funny that you're talking about a past season, because I try to enter each season knowing what I know about the past seasons and maybe what they've done, but I try to give everyone a clean slate and think about it as a fresh new chance because it's going to be different dynamics and let it play out then.
That's the whole fun about it being an all-star season is that you have
to take
all
in
of
the past,
this.
But
well,
no.
It's not taking in all of the past, but it's like thinking about somebody's like strength and weaknesses. And with Brad, I'm like, I struggle to figure out what his were from his season because I feel like when you're playing with your wife, like, that's a whole nother, like, can of
To me, it's a new season. I'm focused on this season. That's it. And let's see what happens starting with day one. And that's the only thing.
It's just clearly you and I have different views.
Well, that's good, then. That's good for our panel. What I will say is you asked us who I thought was on each tribe. Mm-hmm. I honestly was not a fan of Sierra immediately on Mana.
Totally.
And then for Nuku, I'm thinking Suri. I'm thinking Ceri for sure. In my eyes, are the two immediately that I was thinking.
Yeah. One on each side. I feel like that is kind of a hard question for me to ask you because, like you were saying, you can't really. I mean, all these people have played so many times. Like, it's hard to even say like who can really be voted out first, just based on how good they've done. I mean, it's just crazy to me that so many of these people have played so many times. Like, we've literally had people play 3 times. How lucky are they? Like, there's some people that can't even get on Survivor, and then we have people that have played 3 times.
Paige for season 35.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. I mean, I would love it, but...
We need to get Paige on Survivor.
I would be scared. I would be so scared to be on Survivor, though.
I want you on Survivor.
Really? I think we need Dom on Survivor.
You both can go on.
We both
Paige and Dom on Survivor 35.
You guys, I'm telling you guys right now.
Yeah. Is 35 already... They're probably already in the process.
They won't let me take no bug repellent. I asked.
I think my hair would just be crazy. All right,
well, I'm worried about Dom's
I can deal with the hair. Yes. You guys, I can deal with the hair. Mm-hmm. I can deal with the lack of shower.
Yes.
There are only 2 things that I'm not sure that I could fully commit to with Survivor, and I'm gonna... All I'm gonna say is, as a woman, I feel like it would be a little hard to go the entire...
Interesting.
All right, I got
so
you.
So we haven't
Paige,
done
Paige season. It would
be too hard. Much of talking about what's happened, right? Yes. But what about the first
like
immunity?
I Mike's bangs on Survivor 35.
Oh, yes!
I would be banging out on Survivor.
Sorry, you said what?
It would be a bun by the time that it was over.
That's right, that would
and
be
I'd
perfect.
Be so
you
here
need
for
a bun. All man buns do well on
the
Survivor.
Time.
They do. What happened with what, did you ask?
Although I'd be like Cochran.
Yeah.
I'd be sunburned and it would be bad.
The first immunity,
I gotta say, one of my favorite things, so Nuku wins, right? It seemed pretty difficult. They had the swimming, the obstacles, they brought everything in, the puzzles, and creating a shipping wheel, and so Debbie was struggling with the lock. At the same time, Varner was struggling with the lock, and Jeff was calling him out, something that we've talked about in the past where Jeff maybe influences, and then it came down to the puzzle, right, where it was Zeke and Ceri versus Sierra
in the wheel,
and Sandra, and then Zeke and Ceri won, and my favorite moment, this is my favorite moment. Tell me what you guys thought. But I really loved when Zeke was spinning the wheel at the end, watching the flag go up.
Yeah.
He had such, like, excitement. And that
such
spin,
excitement.
I want him to be the captain of my ship when we're...
Honestly. And the thing is with Zeke is, like, he's so... I agree. That was my favorite moment. And I just think that Zeke is so passionate about this game. And it just, like, makes me love him so much. Because he really, truly cares. He's watched so many seasons. Like, he knows everything about this. And you can see when they're losing, he is totally defeated. And when they're winning, he's just on a high. Like,
and he's always thinking about the long-term game.
Exactly.
Not just in the moment, but how's this moment this way? But how's this moment something later?
He's smart, he's strategic, and he's a good player. I mean, I think Zeke's a huge, huge threat this season.
I really like Zeke. You guys know from last season that I was Team Zeke all the way.
Yeah.
I was super sad that he didn't go farther. Mm-hmm. But I also think that when you get a little tiny taste of power, it can go to your head. And I think that's what happened to him last season.
Definitely.
And I'm hoping that he doesn't make that same mistake this season, because if he doesn't, I could see him going really far.
I could see him winning also. After immunity, too, like, we saw that Nuku won. And then instantly we're going back to camp, and they're talking about Sierra being the weakest threat, which is funny because everybody's a threat. So now they have to use the term, she's the weakest threat. And basically, I mean, the theme of this was kind of loose lips sink ships.
Which was funny.
And we also see, but this was Sierra's problem last time, is she talked the whole time, she's the only one throwing names out. Nobody else is throwing names out. So everybody's like, okay, let's get Sierra out. I mean, do you guys think that was a good move on their part? Do you think there was someone else that would have been better?
Like I said, I don't like Sierra, so I would have wrote her name down personally if I was there.
I would have thought the first person that they should have gotten out would have been Sandra. I'm sorry.
You're absolutely right. That's what I was just about to say, that if they could have done something...
No, she's sprinkling magic on them.
I mean, look.
I love her.
Sandra is... She's won 2 times from a gameplay. If I'm playing against someone that's won 2 times... My thought would be, let's get rid of the one person in history that's won 2 times and that's in our tribe. Let's everyone just get rid of her.
Right.
Because the odds are, when she plays Survivor, she wins. Mm-hmm. Why don't we make her not win? That would be my thought. So, whereas Sierra seems like dead weight almost.
Yeah.
That you could worry about her later. It'll be easy.
Yeah.
Get rid of Sandra.
I totally
I'm surprised
agree.
That they did not take an opportunity to get rid of her. And it seems like...
They had 2 opportunities to get rid of her.
And it seems like she has quickly... risen to the throne.
Well, I mean, going with that, we see after Sierra gets voted out, I mean, Sierra did say, hey, I didn't perform that well in this challenge as well. She kind of knew. But either way, we see Sandra right away after this starts put. Well, Tony first kicks it into gear and gets this alliance set. He has Caleb... Yep, Caleb, Malcolm, Tony, Aubrey, and Sandra. So he put Sandra in his group.
And, well, it's interesting because he describes that he wants to keep the threats around him.
Yep. Right. Whereas, because, like they said, only way a winner will win is if three winners are on the final.
Interesting final thought three. Process, though, because mm-hmm. you would think a lot of people are getting rid of threats. He says he wants to keep the threats around him. Keep your friends
I'm
close,
still confused,
enemies closer.
Definitely. And I wish I would have been able to eavesdrop on whatever conversation it was that had Sandra and Tony voting for Aubrey. Like, I just felt like I missed a big conversation there.
Right.
Because that vote was really, really confusing. I mean, Caleb even voted for Tony.
Right. And, I mean, before getting into that, too, like, we did have the five alliance that we thought was the alliance. And then Sandra starts doing her little thing. Maybe this is where the Aubrey thing came from. I'm not sure. But Sandra tells Haley about this, that she's not happy with Tony.
First of all, I keep forgetting that Haley is in this game.
Yes, yeah. And so she basically tells, hey, I'm not happy with Tony. And then they tell Jeff, and then everybody all of a sudden knows, and then all of a sudden everybody is on her side. And they're like, hey, she put together an alliance in literally 15 minutes. Like, she's scary. Like, it's impressive,
but
she's a threat.
But Jeff keeps saying. Jeff is in her spell. Like, Jeff keeps saying, do you guys see what she's doing?
Yes.
Like, this is crazy. This is how she's won twice. We need to stop this. But yet, he's still in her train. So what is the
because
magic that
what's
she's
going to do, though? Like,
it?
Yeah, go against everybody?
Who knows?
But yeah,
she's,
I mean,
one person.
Literally, we had that alliance. And then within 15 minutes, she went and changed the entire game. So, I mean, it's just really crazy. She said, hey, this game comes so naturally to me. I'm just so good at it. And she is really cocky this season.
Did you see the way she was screaming at him on his way out?
I normally hate cocky people, but she's just like, hey, I'm the queen.
When you win
I'm
two
the queen.
Times,
hell yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I agree. I would also like a full video on what she's done with this money.
She's like, I'm the queen. Adios.
She's probably got like a big chair that she just reclines in, like has her feet up. It's gold.
It has to be gold with velvet.
It's
red velvet.
If you're watching, Sandra, whenever you watch, please come on the show.
Yes, please.
And that goes for all of the Survivor contestants. Please,
I would love any
you are
and
more
all.
Than welcome to call in, Skype in, join us in studio at any point this season. Mm-hmm. We'd
I'm
love
gonna
to
find
talk
Ken.
To you.
Mm-hmm. Ken's in LA somewhere.
Sandra did say, I mean, at Tribal though, that when they were talking about not voting for Tony and voting for Sandra, only because we need to keep the strong players in. We need to keep all these strong people. We can't get rid of them yet. We should be getting rid of like the Aubreys, the Sandras. I mean, not Sandra's just not physical in the game, you know. Mm-hmm. And Sandra even said at Tribal, okay, I'm getting scared now because if they're going to take out somebody useless, they should take out me. And I'm like, damn. But, I mean, she knows that she's not good at the challenges, but she's amazing in the gameplay. So, I don't know. I think that it was very strange that the whole Aubrey thing happened and that nobody ended up voting for Sandra when it was seemed like people were going to vote for Sandra.
It was the perfect opportunity.
It was the perfect opportunity.
I think we're going to look back and they're really going to regret this chance to have taken her
what
out.
Do you guys think? Do you think that they...
I know I heard Eric talking about the golden opportunity. I'm sure others agree. But yeah, let us know. And not just in the live chat, but if you're watching this at any point, let us know in the comment thread what you thought about their missed opportunity to take out Sandra.
Definitely. And I mean, going along with all this, I think if you guys are ready, we can get into our picks on who we think will be best.
Well, we should do the picks, but we should also mention about
really
how...
Interesting. Defender, I would love to know like where you got that piece of information. He says, I don't think Haley was originally casted. I think someone else couldn't make it, and because of time reasons, they were backup. Same reason for Sierra.
So
I think it's interesting that Sierra and Haley are the two people that I keep saying I don't know why they're playing, and they were the backup. So they're just on a whim.
I had never heard any of that talk about Haley, but actually... San Juan del Sur's winner, Natalie Anderson, she was supposed to play on the show and she was like set to play and she was ready. And then all of a sudden at the last minute, she had to back out. And then that spot was filled by Sierra Thomas, not Sarah Easton. Mm. So that's pretty interesting. I didn't hear the Haley thing. So that's a great point. I'm going to look that up now.
I'm going to look it up too.
Yeah.
Well, but so I was just going to say though, that the whole Tony versus Sandra thing at Tribe, that was interesting how that went down.
Uh-huh.
And even when people kind of were like, oh, I didn't think I was going to like Tony, but I like him. Like, mm-hmm. Malcolm said that. Varna was like, believes in Tony, but they all voted for Tony.
Yeah, what was that about?
It's wild.
You're right, because, I mean...
It wasn't in any of the conversations that we've seen played.
And also, we should note, though, that the second immunity in tonight's challenge was a tough one, where they had to carry the 400-pound snake.
I would have been like, yeah, no.
And we noticed, though, that Malcolm is super strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because he almost brought them back once they got to Malcolm. Mm-hmm. and he was able to almost get them caught up.
Malcolm literally, I mean, he came close. Within one ring.
It like, was close.
They were so far behind. It would have been an epic comeback. Yeah. I think he did a great job, and he's going to be a really strong player
as
well.
He's a strong player. I like Malcolm a lot.
But, I mean, that challenge was really hard, to your point. Like, they had to carry this 500-pound snake, and we saw the Nuku tribe literally fell off the block, like, six times.
And in water, too. Wet. Like, that's hard.
Yeah, that's
slippery.
Hard. I mean, but that's what I'm wondering, though. Why did they put some of the players out there? Why is Aubrey out there? Why is, a couple of those people when Michaela was sitting out?
Michaela said that. She was like, I couldn't voice how we could, like, re-scramble the...
Why didn't she play?
She played, but she was supposed to be on the throw team.
Yeah. But then he was doing so good.
Right. So but that's only, like, she should have been in Jeff's place. Jeff should have been on the beach.
Oh, Varner.
Jeff was a lot of nothing.
That's true. That's true. I think.
I was joking with Mike and I said, Jeff literally reminds me of CeCe from last season. I just don't know what he's contributing to anybody. Jeff. I don't know how he's not on anyone's radar as, like, the weakest link. Goodbye.
The thing is, Jeff is so freaking likable. Like, I just...
Like your butt to
I know.
A bench.
He's just funny.
Like, he needs to sit out next time. He legit needs to sit out.
Yeah, both challenges.
Unless it's a puzzle.
Both challenges we saw that he wasn't
He can play in a puzzle.
Yeah.
My last thing, and then we can do the draft, is that I want to know what you guys think. I ask this all the time, and I watch again because I'm weird about this, but if you're in the water... Are you wearing shoes or are you going shoeless?
You always ask this
because
question.
Because you notice, like, some people go with the shoes and some people don't. And I'm just curious, like, what are you guys going to do at home?
Here's the thing. Here's my thought on the wet shoes. It depends what I have to do once I get out of the water. Because wet shoes in sand is like pulling you down. But
even
it's
when
especially
I swim,
depending on what
tough.
Kind of shoes.
But here's my question then. Okay, in the snake challenge, when they're going across that little tiny beam, would you wear shoes or not?
That's the thing. I would want my shoes on. So to me, I that would be a game time decision.
I think it'd be very slippery either way.
I want no shoes.
No shoes.
I go in the water, I never wear shoes. I don't want to wear shoes.
Only because I feel like a mermaid when I'm barefoot.
Okay. I think I would choose no shoes as well, but it would be kind of slippery once you're going on the thing.
And now our engineer is going to chime in.
I have a question.
Yes.
Answer.
It's not like they have a specific, like, pool that they're doing these challenges in. This is like a normal river water, right?
Oh, no,
it's the ocean. It's the ocean.
Why would you not wear shoes, dude? You could cut your foot and be out of the sea.
That's true. When you're running
shoes.
Hey, I like that because I didn't even think about that for some reason. But when you're running in...
So many variables.
Here's the thing. This is a Survivor. If you run in and you cut your foot, it's going to just add to it and you're going to look cool.
No, you're going to get medevaced out and get a friggin' infection.
That has never happened, Paige, by the
way.
You
never know. Paige would be the one that happens to.
Hold on. Do we remember Joe when he got that big infection?
But that was not from running in the water
and getting
cut. No,
but he did get an infection.
I'm not saying you can't get an infection.
Oh, wait, no. Joe was the one that ate too much chicken.
Too much
chicken. But someone else got the...
I'm just saying. I'm always interested because here's the thing. I don't think either answer is right. It's obviously a personal thing because we see half the competitors wearing shoes, although most people were wearing shoes today. Some people weren't. I'm just always curious about that, and I feel like Survivor never answers that question or describes differences. Maybe give us a little segment on what the difference is.
Bring some, like, water shoes.
Well, that's what it seems like some people do, but is that, like, in the rules where you can or you can't? I just want to know more about it.
We need to get
going to stop asking until you give us the answers.
We need to get the Survivor rule book in here, please, Jeff. Let's bring this in.
Jeff Probst.
And let us know, you guys, what you would do because this
shoes
is
or no shoes.
Very
no
interesting.
Shoes.
Mike's never gonna let this go.
No shoes. He's gonna continue to talk about it.
Season 34? No shoes.
Still talking
Season
about
44?
It.
Still talking
okay,
about
let's
it.
Okay, let's pay attention. Let's pay attention
next episode.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't pay attention to shoes. I'm trying to figure out why Jeff Probe is throwing people under the bus. That's what I'm usually trying to figure out.
Good old Jeff.
Before, I love it.
Before we run out of time, we're going to do our draft really quick, and then we'll get into predictions.
And then we got to go.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. It's International Women's Day. And I think that both of you two should go first. Ladies first.
You're wonderful.
So there's 18 players left.
All right, let's do rock, paper, scissors, first.
Each gate six, and you guys pick. Okay? But we got to do this. Stop looking at the thing, Dom. Let's go.
Hey,
we're on live.
Rock, paper, scissors, first.
You can go first.
Okay. All right, cool.
Your first pick.
All right, my first pick is Malcolm.
Okay, so you picked Malcolm.
Yes.
All right. What do you want,
Dom? Oh, does that mean I'm next?
You're next.
Damn, I wasn't ready. Darn it, I wasn't ready.
Girl.
I'm going to go with Caleb.
Wow, those are good picks for the first time. Dom picks Caleb. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick the only two-time winner in Survivor history.
Okay, all right.
And her name is Sandra. Wow. That's going to be me. And then I'm going to pick again.
Because it goes.
So my next pick is going to be the man that goes by the name of Zeke.
I was going to pick him.
Oh.
So now do I go or does
now
Dom go?
Now Dom goes. Dom.
This is kind of bullshit. Shouldn't it go back?
It's like no, first pick, second pick, fourth pick. No, that's
not how it goes. All right.
Have you not ever watched the NBA draft?
No, I don't watch that.
Who do you want?
I'm going to go out on a limb only because I'm really into, like, female cops. So I'm going to pick Sarah just because I think what she does is dope.
All right. Dom picks Sarah. That's your pick now, Paige.
And it's National Women's Day.
I'm picking Ozzy.
Oh, my God.
Ozzy. Okay. Paige, it's also your pick again.
Oh, it's mine again.
You pick again.
I'm going to pick Sierra.
Okay. Sierra it is. Now it's your pick, Dom.
Am I on the clock?
Let's go. We're doing this like live. Come on.
It's
not your first show.
Oh, man. This is so hard.
I thought we were going to have our picks ready.
I know. I would have thought. I thought we were doing this next week. I wasn't ready.
You're a pick girl. You should pick Michaela. It's your girl.
She's really pissing me off right now.
Don't pick her then.
Three.
Okay, Michaela.
Two.
Wow, okay. All right, then you picked on. Now I have two picks.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick JT.
Okay.
And I'm going to pick Ty.
Okay. Oh.
This picking situation is really shitty for the person in the middle.
Right?
Yeah.
Paige, hurry.
No, it's you, Dom.
Oh, it's me? Oh, I'm going to pick Aubrey because Paul told me to.
All right.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, I am going
now
to.
Now it's your pick, Paige.
I'm only picking
picks.
Who they tell me to.
All right, I'm going
to
pick Culpepper and I guess I'm going to go with Haley.
Okay. And now it's your pick, Dom.
Who's left? Wait, move your hands. I can see.
You have
Andrea, Debbie, Sari, Jeff, Troyzen.
I have like a team full of badass women.
Stop.
Sheree. They're telling me who to pick. I like them.
You guys are telling Dom who to pick.
Pick your own. Make your own picks. So now I have two picks. I'll pick Troyzen, who's a wild card. I don't feel like anybody knows
about
Troyzen.
I have like a team full of girls.
And my last pick will be. I'll go Andrea.
Girl power, you guys.
So yeah. Who's left, guys?
It's now Dom. Do you want Debbie or do you want Varner?
Debbie or Varner?
Yep.
Let me see the pictures because I don't remember who. Oh, hell no, I'm not taking Debbie.
All right, so you got.
You hated Varner.
I hate Varner, but I hate Debbie more.
Paige, you have Debbie, and we're done.
Debbie irritates
You
my
guys
skin.
Have heard who we have. You can
Wait, why
see...
does why does Dom have one less than we do?
No, she doesn't. I have them all written down. We'll figure it out. Not on air. This is. No one's going to stick around for this. But
you guys
you'll
are the
see
best.
The rest of this.
They did. They
Tell
all
us
stick around.
What team you think in the comments, in the live chat, moving forward next week, who you think is going to have the winner. Who knows who's going to have the winner?
Let's
really.
Just get into also our predictions. Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. What do you guys think is going to happen? Mike, you're up.
I think that I'm going to have the winner, and that is going to be Zeke. I think Zeke is going to win
I'm
season
so pissed you got Zeke.
34.
The whole season?
I think he's going to win.
We're doing that
it's
right
the
now?
First episode. I'm just throwing out my prediction right now. I think it's going to be Zeke, and if it's not Zeke, I think it's going to be JT.
Of course you do. They're both on your team.
Well, no, that's just what I think.
No, I agree. I think that maybe... Well,
Although
next week,
Malcolm is a great choice for a first pick.
Malcolm was my first, and then Zeke was such a close second. I'm so pissed that you got him. But I think that, you know, next week we see that they dropped the buffs already and are, I don't know,
switching,
splitting up.
Yeah.
They're
so
switching again.
I think I really can't predict at this point because it's really
so
going to be...
Early.
It's going to be so early. It's going to be so different, but I do... I don't think that... I don't know. I guess I can't say who I think is going to do good or not because it's total game changer, and that's what the season is game changers.
So, you want to change anything, Dom?
There's nothing to change.
That's an amazing prediction. Don't change anything.
You guys, thanks for joining us. That's Survivor. That's our first episode of Season 34, Game Changers. Thank you so much for joining us. You guys are the best fans ever. We love your comments. We love everything that you've been giving us. Make sure to like, subscribe, give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Once again, thanks for joining. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You can follow me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. And where can they find you guys?
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiqueP_ESQ.
Find her.
She's there.
She might not be here, but she's there. My name is Mike Ruby. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.